Hello, I'm Paul Davidson, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth. That is the word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Also, I want to give you some words of instruction and encouragement in fighting the good fight of faith. There is a war, and we've got to fight with our faith. If you would turn with me to Isaiah 54:17, or you can just listen. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, I pray this a lot now, and I want you to just listen what I do. The weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is in me, saith the Lord. In other words, make it personal. Let's do that again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Now, let's go to Psalm 8, verse 1 and 2. This is something that I've been teaching for, I don't know, 40 years or close to it. But in Psalm 8, verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. If there's anything that I'd like to encourage you to do, and that is to shut the mouth of the enemy. That is great. Now, if we combine Psalm 8, 1 and 2 with Matthew 21, verse 16, Jesus is speaking here because some religious people are upset. And Jesus said unto him, hearest thou what these say? They said to Jesus, what they say, and Jesus saith unto them, yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Someone was speaking to him that was disturbed. And Jesus said, yeah, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Notice, he is quoting Psalm 8:2. And perfect praise will still the devil, still the enemy. Now, not just any praise will, but don't wait till it gets perfect. Keep going, and one day you'll start shutting the devil's mouth. And I enjoy when the devil and his children's mouths are shut. Also, I want to encourage you in Revelation 5:9-14. They sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Amen. So we reign on the earth through praise and worship. We steal the enemy by worshiping and praise, because God has made us kings and priests unto God, to himself, that we can reign on the earth. Now, Water of Life has some great worship and praise, and I recommend you take that and play it and sing along with it. And guess what? You'll find yourself reigning as kings and priests on the earth. I trust this will encourage you, help you, instruct you in the ways that you should go. And I'm pleased that I can do this, because this works in my life and a lot of people at Water of Life. God bless you. See you next time.